Check this out.
Thanksgiving's coming up, and I got a lot of special stuff in the works.
Morning, everyone.
What day is it?
Don't make me say it.
Don't make me say it.
Don't make me say it.
And there came a great voice.
Thank God it's Friday!
Friday, Friday, Friday.
You know what I love? Chit-chat.
Chit-chat.
Yeah, chit-chat.
Let's chit-chat.
This show is all chit and no chat.
Chitty, chitty, chat.
Enough chit-chat.
We can't stand around and chit-chat all day long.
It's showtime.
Boston's greatest hits. 105.7 WROR. Here's Lauren and Wally.
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Lauren and Wally Morning Show for a Friday morning. And it is nasty out there this morning. Commute is going to be very slow. Watch out for puddling and hydroplaning. You know, most of the major thoroughfares are, you know, pretty well cleared up. The problem is, all of the leaves that never got cleaned up have blocked all the storm drains now. And so you got puddling every place, and you can hit a puddle and boom. I mean, you can lose control, so be very careful this morning.
Yeah, okay? Watch out on the expressway southbound once you get the Mass Ave, the curve.
Yep.
Very dangerous if you're in the right lane.
Okay, so stuff we got coming up on the program today. Now, this is a big day. It's a Friday. So we're going to kick off your weekend. A free ticket weekend is coming up here. Stubby the Ticket Broker is going to be around. A chance for you to see Dr. Seuss, How the Grinch Stole Christmas, the musical. That's at the over at the Wang. And by the way, you can get the hours to win at WRR.com. And your first chance to win is coming up within the next hour. So be prepared for that, okay?
Cool.
Let me see. So did everybody get things? Were you prepared for the snow yesterday?
Barely. I was like, it's going to be fine. And my husband insisted that I put the car in the garage, which was actually a good idea.
Kind of happy you did that this
morning. Yeah, then I took his car. So it was fine. It all worked out.
Okay.
I did find my scraper,
you
brush
found the scraper.
Thing.
Okay, very good.
It was like in my trunk behind my heels and
I gotta give a
that I forgot about.
I got to give a shout out to my buddy Tracy Hollander, who picked me up and drove me to work. I get a ride every day to work from my friends. He showed up. He shoveled the walkway, the front stairs, a path out
that's
to the
a friend,
car,
baby.
And drove me to work at 4:30 in the morning.
That's a friend.
That's
it's
a good guy.
Stunning that people like you so much.
You want to know what? There's
really good friends.
It's costing me a lot of money, though.
No, you have this. You have superb, superb.
I'm
friends.
Very lucky. Yeah. I
you
have
are
to say.
Very lucky. Person.
Oh my God.
Okay,
my family that hates.
The rain we're getting right now, it's kind of washing things away. Now, north and west of 495, you still got a problem up there, okay?
Yeah, Redding got 9 inches.
Yep,
and
yep.
Scituate got almost eight.
It's going to be, it's going to get better through the day today. However, later in the day and then tonight, the temperatures are going to drop, and we'll have freezing things again. But today, cloudy and windy, periods of rain this morning. That'll end shortly afternoon, and things will start getting cleared off a little bit better here.
You know how my sleigh's been in my driveway since last Christmas?
Yeah.
It looks awesome today.
I bet it does. I bet it looks
That's
terrific.
So
it's the day you've been waiting for.
Yep.
All year.
I'm normal again.
Yay! Oh.
And today, of course, is Friday, so coming up, you got to make your plans to join us this morning, because coming up at 8:40 this morning, it'll be Friday Morning Football with Zoe. Now, we know this has got a bye week, so we'll be concentrating on getting to know Zoe today.
The man is fascinating.
He is a fascinating human being. We'll find out more about the personal life of Scott Zolak this morning at 8:40 right here on the Lauren Wally Morning Show. Also, the California fires.
Oh, it's really a nightmare.
Bad.
You think the snow, like Hank was saying this morning, you know, the snow is an inconvenience. It's like, what's happening in California is the stuff of nightmares. I mean, did you read that the missing persons was 130 yesterday, now it's more than 600, and they're bringing in special DNA specialists, war zone DNA specialists to identify bodies.
That's how bad it is.
It's awful. It's awful.
Okay, all of this, and by the way, we'll kind of help get you ready for Thanksgiving, to start the beginning stages of preparations for your Thanksgiving. We'll talk about defrosting your turkey today, which is very, very important. Okay, you ready to get going?
Yeah.
Okay, and Win a Grand in 60 Seconds is next, right here at WROR.
105.7 WROR, the Lauren Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
Can you feel the tension? Can you feel
God.
The tension in the studio?
I totally forgot we were doing this.
It always gets tense about this time because it is time. Ladies and gentlemen, Win a Grand in 60 Seconds is on the air here from WROR. Now, let's meet our contestant. This is the person who's going to play for $1,000 in cash from Century Bank. His name is Sam Nicastro. Sam lives in Gloucester, Massachusetts.
Oh, I love Gloucester.
And he's in sales for the General Electric Corporation.
Nice.
So good morning, Sam. How are you doing today?
Good morning, gentlemen and ladies. How are you?
It's good to hear from you. Okay. So you're with General Electric in sales. What do you sell? You sell the jet engines, the MRI machines, or those Space Maker microwave ovens and coffee makers? Which one do you do?
pretty close. Auto and home insurance to GE employees.
Oh, got it.
Okay.
Got it.
Right,
so here's what's going to happen. LBF has been deviously concocting a list of 10 really difficult questions. But she thinks you have what it takes to answer all 10 of those. If you do, you get $1,000 in cash from Century Bank. Now, remember, you can say pass at any time. You have time left at the end. We come back. We pick them up. You get them all. You get the cash. Are you ready to play?
Bring it on.
Okay, bring it on. I like that. I like his confidence level. Here we go. 3, 2, 1, go.
What's 8 times 8?
64.
What Wahlberg was in New Kids on the Block?
Donnie.
What was the name of Thomas Jefferson's estate?
Pass.
Truman Capote wrote about the murder of the Clutter family in this book.
Pass.
What iconic sign in Boston was recently declared a landmark and can't be changed or moved?
Citgo.
Spell ambrosia.
A-M-B-R-O-S-I-A.
Do not pass go, do not collect $200 is a phrase from what game?
Monopoly.
Who is the host of NBC Nightly News?
Yeah.
How long did the first Thanksgiving last?
3 days.
How many keys does a grand piano have?
88.
Okay, what's the name of Thomas Jefferson's estate?
Jefferson Estate.
Oh.
You know, you did well. You did passed well. On three. Wow. You didn't get any wrong.
Okay.
And that was really good.
Wow.
But sadly, you didn't know a couple of things.
You.
But
yep.
This is the part where we learn. The name of Thomas Jefferson's estate is Monticello. By the way, that place is insane. It's bonkers. It's bananas.
Hank,
that guy was out of his mind.
You were down there not long ago, right?
Pretty cool.
Spectacular. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, beautiful.
That's probably more appropriate. I was thinking it's spectacular, but it's nuts. That guy's crazy. Or was. Truman Capote wrote about the murder of the Clutter family in this book. It was In Cold Blood. And Lester Holt is the host of NBC Nightly News. The most trusted man in news right
now. That's right, yeah. Hey, but you did fine job, so we have a fine consolation prize for you this morning here. I think you're going to enjoy this, Sam. You get a pair of tickets to see Patton Oswalt this Saturday night at the Chevalier Theater, which is an absolutely spectacular show. And you're a lucky man because the first show is already sold out. And so have a great time. Enjoy yourself. Are you all prepared for Thanksgiving?
Oh, yeah, we're having it at my house. Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Excellent. Yeah. Yeah. How many you having?
Just the in-laws. Even better.
Okay. Well, happy Thanksgiving. You hold the line. We'll get your prize all taken care of for you. Thanks a million for being a member of the nation. Now, anybody else, if you want to play Win a Grand in 60 seconds, you will, of course, get your opportunity, but you got to register to qualify. Log on to WRR.com. And we should also mention, if you want to get any tickets to see Patton Oswalt at the Chevalier, just go to WRR.com and we'll link you up there, okay? Only the final show is available. Everything else is sold out.
Boston's greatest hits, 105.7 WROR, The Lauren and Wally Show, sponsored by Horizon Interiors. Here's Lauren, LBF, Hank, and Brian.
Okay, everybody, here we go. 6:20, time for your early men from Maine. And we got comedy standing by. Sam Tripley is going to be in the studio right here at WRR. Here's Men from Maine.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Ephus is in Bangor's largest department store, Marshy Jordan's, trying to do a little Christmas shopping for Effie. When we hear...
Yes, may I help you?
Well, yes, I'm looking for a new pair of gloves for my wife, but I'm not sure about the size.
Well, I'll tell you what. Why don't you put my hand in yours and squeeze it and see if it's about the size of your wife's?
Oh, all right. Let's see. Oh, my. Hmm. Your hands are so young and soft feeling. Not quite as beefy as my wife.
Well, in that case, these gloves right here should fit your wife perfectly.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
Now, is there anything else I can help you with?
Well, come to think of it, I'm not sure about the size, but I'm thinking about buying her a bra, too.
Join us again soon for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine.
Yeah?
Right here on the Lauren and Wally Morning Show.
More Lauren and Wally now on 105.7 WROR.
5.7 WROR. Good morning. This is the Lauren and Wally Morning Show. We have a great comedy guest in the studio with us this morning. Sam Tripley is his name. You've seen him every place. And he's... Well, first of all, he's a Los Angeles Dodgers fan.
Yeah.
So he has to come back and do a gig in Boston after being a Dodgers
did
fan.
You lose a bet?
I lost a bet to somebody.
Yeah, really,
I did it. You know what's so funny? We lost to Houston the year before. I had to play Houston.
Of course.
And then my friend Brody Stevens brought me to where Houston plays baseball. And it's like a house of horrors.
Yeah. Okay. Well, welcome to the show. It's great to see you.
Thank you. I love rock.
Okay. So now, and Sam is also a conspiracy theorist. You know, and he's an expert on this whole thing. So
podcast tinfoil hat, right?
Yeah, tinfoil hat with Sam Tripoli.
That's so good.
So say it's Tower 7 and Building 7 and above. That's what we say.
What's the latest conspiracy out there we should be aware of?
There's a lot of crazy ones, man. Who started these fires? That's nuts. I go from L.A. fires to Boston snow. The weather people hate me. That's an interesting thing because they kind of happen just like this. There's two different thoughts. It's direct energy weapons, or the other one is the smart meters that they put in that they knew were going to explode. And it's, like, very interesting because the fire follows the exact line of where they want to put this new rail system in, which they could never afford to buy all the property. It's interesting
stuff. Where do you find these theories?
I have cats that tell me everything.
Catman.
Good source.
They're webcams for the lizard people. That's my opinion on cats.
Okay, now let me follow this theory here. So they say that they want to put this new rail system in, but they couldn't afford the land. So the theory is somebody set the land on all these the brush and everything on fire, so it'd burn down the land be cheap, right?
Yeah. Because it happened like really fast. They're like out of nowhere. People said there was nothing. Then they felt a wind pick up, and then just fires everywhere. But if you look at the pictures of these houses, it's really interesting because one, they don't look burnt down. They look like they exploded. And then all the trees around them are perfectly fine. I mean, I've seen a million forest fires in videos. Everything's on fire. But these trees are like totally, I mean, green. They're green trees and the house is just done. And then you see like one house gone and then there'll be all these trees. And then another house gone. Like, it's so weird.
This is a black hole of conspiracy theories. Right. What about the man landing on the moon?
I think we fake the production of that.
Yep.
But I think we're on every planet. I think all this black ops money goes into that stuff. NASA makes $50 million a day. A day.
Really?
That's what we pay. Yeah, that's our, that's what, yeah. And that's what have we gotten for that?
Like almost as much as the NFL.
Yeah.
Wow. Unbelievable.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, so it's like, it's crazy. And that's just what we know they spend. So it's interesting. I love it all, though, dude. I think it's all real. You take every movie ever made and put it in one time. That's what's going on. Everything's going on.
Have you ever been on a spaceship before?
I have never been on a spaceship. I think Nicolas Cage is a time traveling vampire, though. That's here. That's here
you
to
do?
Tell us about. Okay. Dude, every one of his movies is is telling you something that the power elites are up to. I'm telling you.
Well, now you're finally making
really?
Sense.
Okay,
look into it.
Okay.
Every movie, name a movie. I'll tell you what it is.
Peggy Sue Got Married.
That was just a bad movie.
Pulp Fiction.
Okay, hey, Sam Tripoli.
Wicker Man.
Sam is playing over at Laugh Boston.
I mean, you look into Raising Arizona,
okay.
Right?
Yeah, what's
Hillary
the message?
Hillary Clinton eats children. That's what that one is. If you look into Con Air, Stephen Avery got framed in Making of a Murderer, right? It's like the judicial system. Then you get into, what else? Face Off. That's cloning and facial recognition stuff. You get into, what's another one? The Rock. The prison industrial system. I mean, you just go through them all, dude. It's all right there.
This might be the only man who's seen more movies than you.
Yeah, I know, right?
And you thought it was just bad haircuts on the guy, right?
Hey, Sam's playing over at Laugh Boston. He's got a show tonight. He's got two shows tomorrow night. You can get your tickets. You can actually call and talk to a person over there if
listen,
you don't know.
Sorry. It's not about black. It's not about, they get us fighting over races. It's not about black. It's not about white. The only color that matters is green. And what am I talking about?
What are you talking about?
Lizard people. Lizard people. They're bisexual. They have a base on the moon. And they're turning the frogs gay. Okay?
Okay.
Wow.
LaughBoston.com.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
It's amazing.
Hey, gay frogs.
Okay.
Get weird.
We'll be back with Sam in a minute.
The Lauren and Wally Show. 105.7 WROR.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a special guest right here in the studio this morning. You're going to love this guy. Sam Tripley is his name. He's Sam is playing. Hey, Sam, how you doing?
Did you have that voice as a kid? I mean, like, like you could not do anything but radio. It's wonderful, dude. You were born for this, man. That is the best voice I've ever heard in my life.
In your life.
I mean, like, it's so silky smooth, man.
Just beware, man.
You have a black man's voice. Has anyone ever told you that?
Nobody ever told you that.
You have a black man's voice. Yeah.
So Sam is playing over at the Laugh Boston, and he's got one show tonight, two shows tomorrow night. You better get your tickets because it's going to sell out. And the guy is fascinating. I mean, not only is he funny, he's fascinating as well, right, LB?
Yeah, he's got a lot of conspiracy theories, and it's fast. I mean, I've had a moment now. He's actually opened up a whole new world of paranoia for me, and that's going to be great. I'm so glad that I have a therapist. Also,
yeah.
but I want to know, you're also a big sports person.
Yeah.
You love, like, what do you think of Tom Brady?
I love Tom. I think everybody loves Tom Brady. I think, you know, the Patriots are amazing. They're just a machine. Everybody loves. I love Boston. It's like white guy sports. You know what I'm saying? Like, white guy. Just some reason you find the best white players, and they just crush it here. It's unbelievable.
Do you think Giselle is really works for Bill Belichick? She's a spy?
Yeah, I could see that, dude. I mean, like, dude, she's making. She could do anything she wants. Like, she's that hot, right? I mean, it's unbelievable. What I mean, that kid has got the best genes ever.
Right.
I mean, that's just straight up eugenics right there. I mean, that good looking, hung like a horse. It's amazing. He's got a bazooka.
Well, listen, talking about his arm, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Okay, listen.
Right.
Hey, man. Hey, thanks a million for coming in.
Did I go too far? Let's talk about Building 7 and I talk about...
No, not at all. No, we just want to thank you very much for coming in this morning. You got to go see this show. You're going to love. Are you going to talk conspiracy?
That's all I do. Yeah, I take questions at the end. I'll answer everything.
It's amazing. And then
ask
your
him
podcast.
About Facebook.
Well, you know, actually, I'd like to tell everybody that my new special just dropped last night. It dropped at midnight.
Oh, nice.
It's on,
did it, though?
Yeah, it did. Actually, it did. It's on Vimeo. And it's go just put in, it's Sam Tripley live from the Viper Room, zero F word. And I love the hour. You guys can see it's all my crazy stories from my life. I've been in high speed chase with police officers and I got away. By valet parking my car. That's a true story.
Yeah.
So I've lived a crazy life. So
the valet didn't get arrested, did he?
No, I don't know, man. I didn't go back to find out. How's Juan doing? Is he okay?
Yikes. Okay, hey, man, thanks a million for coming. Okay. Back anytime you're in town.
Thank you for having me on. I appreciate it.
Back.
Okay, in the meantime, this is unbelievable. Hank's here. Update on sports for you this morning. Hank, what's cooking out there anyway?
All right, Sam, how about a round of applause for Mookie Betts? All right,
Mook. Mook, hey.
Mookie Betts. He didn't get screwed like Alex Cora. Mookie, the MVP. Mike Trout was second. Jose Ramirez third. And J.D. Martinez finished fourth. Christian Yelich of the Brewers, the National League MVP. The 8-6 Celtics, they're back in action tonight hosting the first-place Toronto Raptors. They're 12-3. Tip time 7 o'clock with Grandy and Max. Pregame at 6:30. And you can hear it right here on 105.7 WROR. Bruins on the road in Dallas tonight. Captain Zdeno Chara out with a leg injury. College football, the game. Harvard-Yale kicks off at noon tomorrow. First time ever they've played at Fenway Park. It's the 135th in history, the oldest rivalry in college football. BC on the road against Florida State. Pats have the bye week. They're on the road against the Jets next Sunday. Thursday night football, the Seahawks, they beat the Packers 27-24. And great luck to Cam and Matt Mombouquette of Portsmouth, New Hampshire. They play for the Pony Bengals, and their 5-year-old flag football Super Bowl championship is tonight under the lights in Amesbury.
Go, guys.
These guys are great. Yes, their grandfather was all-star pitcher for the Red Sox, the great Bill Mombouquette.
All right.
That's all the good sports.
Coming up next, we got a Brian Bellbuster for you.
All right, this is all about Thanksgiving dinner. Joel really looks forward to his Thanksgiving dinner, and he's not happy that his wife has made reservations for dinner. I'm going to call as a completely made-up restaurant with an authentic pilgrim meal.
Oh. Cranberries, you have potatoes, you have sweet potato pie.
Those kind of foods would not keep on a vessel.
It does not sound like what we want for our Thanksgiving dinner, okay?
Well, the main course is very delicious.
What's the main meal?
It's a dried cow tongue that's been salted. We have dried legumes, fermented fish sauce.
105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show, brought to you by Horizon Interiors. The Brian Bellbuster. Mornings on the 50s. The Lauren and Wally Show. 105.7 WROR.
All right, Debbie wants to get her husband Joel for his birthday because it falls right around Thanksgiving. Now, Joel is not happy that the family's going out for Thanksgiving dinner, so I'm going to call him from the completely made-up restaurant and not make him feel any better.
Hello?
Good morrow, good sir. Might I speak with Debbie?
Good morrow, good sir. No, Debbie's my wife, and she's not here.
I'm calling because ye hath a Thanksgiving dinner reservation.
Yeah, she did. She made a reservation. Who is this?
Yes, this is John Alden from the Authentic Pilgrim Restaurant.
Is that where she made the reservation for Thanksgiving?
Yes.
That sounds great. It's my favorite holiday. I'm looking forward to it.
Yes, we have a traditional pilgrim meal ready for everyone with a fixed menu. And
as long as I can take some leftovers home, I'm happy.
Oh, lots of leftovers. There's always lots of leftovers.
Thanksgiving, of course there is.
Yes, we have an authentic meal prepared for everyone. What the pilgrims actually ate on the Mayflower, on their journey to the New World.
What do you mean, what the pilgrims actually ate? No, we can't know.
Yes, historically accurate.
It's also historically accurate that I have a daughter who's, gluten intolerant. Do you want to tell me what the meal is? Because this is actually... This is important because Sarah can't eat certain things.
There are some excellent gluten-free options here, actually. Some of the appetizers, Mayflower, some of the things that would keep well on a long journey, honey, hard cheeses, olives, garlic, dried lentils, salted anchovies, all that you can eat.
Are you kidding me? That's our Thanksgiving.
And then we do have the bread course. The pilgrim's main diet actually was a cracker-like biscuit. So we have some biscuits. They're called hardtack. Very delicious. Probably not gluten-free.
Okay, wait a minute. Dude, my daughter's not going to eat hard-packed bread and salted anchovies and old cheese for Thanksgiving.
We also have salt pork, some dried meats, pickled foods.
Cranberries, you have potatoes, you have sweet potato pie. I mean, this is what we eat on Thanksgiving.
For the journey, those kind of foods would not keep on a vessel. So we have a very authentic, in fact, fresh meat and dairy spoiled quite easily and could not be taken along. So we have a selection of dried fruits like raisins.
What?
Do you like raisins?
Spoil very quickly. You know what? This does not sound.
Some hasty pudding.
This does not sound like what we want for our Thanksgiving dinner, okay?
Well, the main course is very delicious. Main course, we have...
What's the main meal?
It's a dried cow tongue that's been salted. We have dried legume, fermented fish sauce called garum.
That is
very historically accurate.
You have a dried cow tongue. Where's the turkey?
A lot of people don't know that turkey was not actually served at the first Thanksgiving.
Okay, you know what? My 9-year-old daughter doesn't need to know that, so I'll tell you what. I'm going to cancel our reservation.
Well, this was paid in advance. Debbie paid in advance for everyone's reservation, so it is all paid up.
How much are you charging for this Thanksgiving meal, buddy?
It's $39.99 per person, so that's... and, of course, the primary beverage. I don't know if you knew this. Even the children, they all drank beer. So we have beer only.
My kid's not drinking beer at Thanksgiving. She's 9 years old. Cancel the reservation, okay? I don't know which credit card to use, but cancel the reservation. I don't even know how you get people to your restaurant. What the hell is this?
This is an authentic, historic Thanksgiving meal.
This is my favorite holiday. It falls 2 days before my birthday. I want you to cancel our reservation, okay? It's America, okay? This is why the pilgrim came over. Just cancel it. Are we done here?
Well, you should speak with Debbie before we cancel anything.
What happened to the accent?
Well, this is Brian Bell from the Lorne and Wally Show, Joel.
Oh, my God.
This is a Brian Bell buster. Debbie wanted to say happy birthday and knows how much you love your Thanksgiving dinner.
Oh, whoa. Wow, I guess I should have known with the cow tongue crap, right? Oh, my God.
But we just wanted to say happy birthday, and thanks for listening to the Lorne and Wally Show.
I will never listen again, but thank you.
Have a great Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Hey, win some, you lose some.
Got someone you want us to call? Tell us who at the Lorne and Wally page of WROR.com. The Brian Bellbuster. Mornings on the 50s. 105.7 WROR.
Okay, so this is frustrating. You go to the grocery store. You know where everything is. You have it memorized. You've been to the grocery store a million times. And then they move everything. Now, they do this on purpose because they want you to have to go up and down all the aisles and find other things and have these impulse buys. Right.
Listen, I was at the grocery store for a half an hour, and I could not find breadcrumbs. That's all I went for, okay? Just breadcrumbs.
I went.
My wife had done, like, the shopping. She's like, oh, I forgot to grab breadcrumbs. So I'm like, you know what, honey? I'll go back. I'll grab them. No problem.
Yeah.
Really quick.
Easy.
Really?
Easy.
Really? Quick really? And easy. Okay. In and out. Help so I said, I will. Yeah, we got people on the line. Yep. Hold on. I walked around for a half an hour. I went to every aisle that I thought was logical. Let's see what, like, what some of these people think is logical.
Okay, Dave.
Breadcrumbs.
Dave's from Tingsville. Where do you go to get the breadcrumbs, Dave?
I actually go to DeMoulas in Nashville, New Hampshire.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I don't want to say what store I was in, but it rhymes with Park It Wasket.
Okay. Okay.
Good?
Okay. Right. So where do you go to get the breadcrumbs? What aisle?
So for me, it's in aisle one where they have the turkeys up on the top shelf. They have the
okay. That makes sense.
By the turkeys.
Makes a lot of sense. Okay. Well, now you're going to use stuffing, stuff like that.
I was by the turkeys, and they had all of the Thanksgiving stuffing. The bags of stuff.
Sure,
they
didn't have but no breadcrumbs.
Breadcrumbs. No, just breadcrumbs.
Well, hang on. Rick. No. Rick is from Chelsea. Where do you go? Where would you find it, Rick?
Baked spices.
Okay, yeah.
Spices. You know what? Okay. I thought that, too.
Makes
said,
sense. Makes
spices
sense.
Spices aisle, you know, spices. They'll probably have something there. So I went down the spice aisle.
Okay.
No.
Okay, let me check.
No,
with, let me check in with aisle. Lenny's from Groton. Okay, Lenny in Groton. Where would you go anyway, Lenny? Lenny, where would you go?
Oh, Lenny.
Lenny left.
Oh, sure. I'm sorry. Yep. No, I'm here. I was going to spaghetti aisle with the appetizers.
Yep.
Pasta.
Legit.
Yep. Okay. Yep.
Legit,
okay.
Yep.
Makes sense. Makes
I said that, too.
Okay.
I said that, too. I went to the, nope, not there. I went to the, to the baking aisle.
Yep. Yeah.
I thought, right?
This would be a good opportunity for you to ask somebody.
Well, you know what? I while I was in the snacks and cracker aisle, there was a kid putting stuff on the shelves. So I said, excuse me, I've been here wandering around. Now, at this point, I'm only going for one item, so I'm wandering around. I don't have a cart.
Yeah, so you just look like a weirdo.
I look like a weirdo. I'm afraid they're going to call the cops on me because I'm just wandering the aisles
looking
without a
confused.
Cart and with nothing in my hand.
You're just waiting to grope somebody, right?
So I go up to the kid stocking the shelves, and I'm like, where can I find the breadcrumbs? And he looks. He's like, oh, they're right over in aisle 18. So I go, okay. So I walk over to aisle 18. Which was the bread aisle, which I had already been to, so I walked up and down and up and down. I'm like,
not there, right?
So I asked another guy.
Oh, my God.
And he sent me back to the other side of the store.
Hang on, at least you're getting your steps in.
Mary's from Stowe. Okay, where would you look, Mary?
I look at the end of the frozen food aisle. I know that's a weird spot.
Wait.
It's a weird spot. The first time I shopped at Market Basket, I asked him, like, I did what you did, Brian. I walked around, like, where are the breadcrumbs? And they told me at the end aisle too. So I went. I'm like, are you nuts?
Yeah.
Because when I shopped at Roach Brothers, they were in the bread aisle.
Right.
Right.
They were in.
That makes sense. Yeah. Right. Okay. So where did you find them anyway?
Mary's right. I found them in the frozen food section.
Yeah. That makes no sense.
Now I know that they're there.
Well,
so
yeah. Mary says to me, it makes sense now that I know that they're there. I'm like, it doesn't make sense. You just know where they are.
The first time, but see, I just adjusted my thinking. That's how they lay the store out, so now I can find just about anything.
All right, I find them in the frozen food section.
Finally, a half an hour later.
Half an hour later, I get home. My wife says, geez, where you been? I'm like, I was looking for breadcrumbs. She goes, oh, they're in the frozen food aisle.
5.7 WROR. This is the Lauren and Wally Show.
Okay, everybody, 7:24. Let's get right to the Man for Maine episode. Here we go.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Effie has decided she'd like to have her portrait painted by a local artist down in Bangor. So she enters the portrait studio and plumbing supply shop of local portrait artist Morris Ney. And we hear...
Hey, yes, may I help you?
Yeah, are you Mo Ney?
Why, yes, I am.
Well, I'm Effie, and I want you to paint me sitting down wearing a beautiful 3-carat diamond ring, a large diamond necklace, a glimmering emerald bracelet, and a red ruby pendant as big as a golf ball.
But, Effie, you're not wearing any of them things.
I I know, but you see, I think my husband Ephus is having an affair, and if I die and he remarries, well, I want that bitch going crazy looking for all this stuff.
For another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Me. Right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show.
Like, how do we have this? Like, nobody made this.
The Lorne and Wally Show.
You know, we got connections where we could have reached out to other sources.
On 105.7 WROR.
Okay, so if you're getting ready to fly someplace for Thanksgiving dinner, and you want to be sure that your food is exactly the food you want, the TSA made an announcement yesterday that you can actually fly with your Thanksgiving food. But you can't do everything with carry-on. What items from your Thanksgiving dinner can't be carried on? We will reveal that coming up next.
I know you regularly travel with gravy, so...
It could be a problem. So, yes, we have 6 days until Thanksgiving. A lot of people are going to be flying places, you know, visiting relatives for Thanksgiving. And maybe they want to take part of the Thanksgiving dinner. And the TSA says, yes, you can fly with... Thanksgiving foods for Thanksgiving, which I was kind of surprised by the whole thing.
Can you bring leftovers home?
Yes, you can. Can bring leftovers home.
Really?
You can...
In your carry-on?
Yep. You can... But there's... for example, you could take, like, turkey, you could take pies, cakes, and things like that in your carry-on.
Oh, wow.
Without any problem. But there are certain things that you cannot take in your carry-on, and that would be gravy.
Yeah.
So you have to check your gravy.
Check your gravy.
Check your gravy.
Okay. What if it's less than 3 ounces?
Well, see, that's the problem. It's a liquid kind of thing. Yeah. Now, you can take your gravy, but who eats less than 3 ounces of
that's
gravy?
That's a good point right there.
You put that in your carry-on.
Okay.
But anything, cranberry sauce, you have to put that in your check-in. You can't carry on cranberry
not
sauce.
Not even
you
the canned kind?
Yeah, like the jellied kind? Is that still not enough?
Still not enough,
solid?
Because when it gets warmer, it kind of gets liquidy, and they consider that a liquid.
But you can bring an entire turkey?
You can take an entire turkey.
Because a dead turkey is already carrying.
Oh, I see what he did there.
It's a vocab joke, everybody. It's a vocab joke.
Oh, my God.
Well, yeah, you can take your... You can actually carry on your own turkey, but going through security might be kind of uncomfortable because they might pat down your giblets.
Right.
So, you'll probably get a cavity search.
That's right. Yeah.
That's what's happening now.
Yeah, okay. I know.
105.7 WROR. The Lorne and Wally Show.
As we prepare to get you into dirty laundry, we're going to open up the phone lines right now. We're going to take the 15th caller, 617-931-1057. It's your opportunity to win a 4-day, 3-night trip to Universal Orlando Resort. Grab that phone. 617-931-1057. And where do we start this
morning? Why would anyone want to leave this winter wonderland?
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, why would you want to leave it?
All right, we have some John Lennon news, but before that, train wreck. Amy Schumer is in the hospital canceling her Texas tour, comedy tour, because of what did she do? Well, she got pregnant. And you know what happens when you get pregnant? Sometimes you get morning sickness. And sometimes, if you're really fancy, you get hyperemesis gravidarum, which, according
to... That sounds like something Harry Potter does.
Well, you know what? Funny you say that, because Kate Middleton was the one who had it, like the most famous person who had it. She had it with all three pregnancies.
And that's like severe morning sickness, right?
Yeah, it's actually what it is severe morning sickness where you hurl, like, all day, severe nausea. Wow. I mean, this is awful. And it's because of circulating levels of HCG. That's the pregnancy hormone. Mm. And she put on her Instagram. She's hooked up to an
home
IV.
Home Improvement channel on the cable, maybe.
She posted a picture of herself on Instagram in a hospital bed with an IV. I mean, she looks awful. She said, I have to reschedule. I'm fine. Baby's fine. But I have I have to look how to pronounce it. Hyperemesis gravidarum, and it blows. That's what she said.
Oh, hell yeah.
Really? Okay.
Very lucky to be pregnant, but this is some BS.
She left out chunks, at the very end.
Yeah, so anyway, that's just, you know, very exciting for that Amy Schumer is pregnant, but I can't imagine going through that where it's like happy time in your life, but you feel sick constantly. Like when I had zero sickness when I was pregnant.
And you think, really, her job, all she has to do is stand up.
I know, and she can't even do it.
Really?
Did your wife have morning sickness?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
With Lila was
pretty bad.
Really? Yeah. What about your wife?
Not too bad.
Hank?
My wife still has morning sickness every day. She rolls over,
looks at you.
Yikes.
Oh, my. Okay. All right. Now some weird John Lennon news. So Mark David Chapman, the guy who killed John Lennon.
Yes.
he was up for parole. I think he goes like every 2 years.
Every 2 years.
We've decided is a waste of everyone's time.
Total waste of time. Total waste of time.
Because of this is what he said. He said he's not sure he's 100% remorseful for killing John Lennon, but
really?
Added, I'm really? Getting there and it's a slow thing.
Seriously?
Lately, I've come to grips with the shame part of it. Lately? This
Seriously?
Happened in 1980.
Seriously?
It's been 38 years. And so the transcript said, he said, I'm getting there and it's a slow thing. You know, I look back at this kid, now 25, and it's hard to admit I did something that heinous. But it's true, and lately I've come to grips with the shame part of it. And he's honest, at least. At least he didn't go up there and pretend. He said, of course I want to be released. Do I deserve to be released? That's another question. No, I don't think somebody that did what I did deserves anything. So he has not been released, but he's going to go up again in 2020. And then just one, like, not to leave you with a grisly detail, but it's just, this is terrible. He said, I secured, when he decided to kill John Lennon, I secured hollow point bullets to make sure he would be dead.
Wow.
It was immediately after the crime that I was concerned that he did not suffer. So this guy needs to be never released. It's a waste of time.
Really, it's obvious.
It's
the nice thing, by his testimony, he's guaranteed to keep himself behind bars.
That's
kind of looking like it, isn't it? Yeah,
it's doing us all a favor.
Okay, could I add just one little item here from the dirty laundry, because this is really, really important here.
Is it?
Okay, yes. Possibly one of the greatest children's shows of all time is coming back to TV.
Oh, I heard about this.
Pee-wee's Playhouse is returning to TV. It's going to be on the IFC cable channel. It'll air reruns of Pee-wee's Playhouse, which ran originally on CBS from 1986 to 1990.
I thought Pee-wee's Playhouse was playing in a dark movie theater on the Sunset
Strip.
Stop
it. Well,
that's the problem. That's the problem. Nobody can get over the Pee-wee getting busted.
Kids love that show.
The porn movie.
Boy,
okay,
well.
Great.
Anyway, it's going to kick off with a 24-hour marathon on Thanksgiving Day, and then it's going to run on Saturday mornings, just like it used to back in the olden days. So there you go. Okay,
great.
Now in the meantime, are you ready to get a winner on the radio this morning?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Ladies and gentlemen, a warm welcome for our 15th caller who's on the line with us, Stacey O'Brien from Halifax, Massachusetts. Hey, Stacey, how are you?
Hi, I'm awesome now. Thanks.
Yeah. Have you ever been to Universal Orlando before?
No.
You're going to love it.
I'm dying to go.
Oh, what was your favorite thing there, LB?
My favorite thing was the Harry Potter ride. Yep. I loved being in Harry Potter land, and you're just like really transported into Hogwarts and the whole bit.
Hey, 4-day, three-night trip for two to Universal Orlando Resort, where you'll experience three amazing theme parks, including the thrills and relaxation of Universal's Volcano Bay, the water theme park. You'll stay on-site at Universal's Aventura Hotel.
It's brand new.
It is, and it's spectacular.
By the way, this weekend, it's going to be 80 degrees in Orlando.
Yeah, that's just a little bonus that we throw in for you there, okay? So have yourself a terrific time, okay? We appreciate
it. Thank you so much.
Hey, and have a great Thanksgiving as well.
105.7 WROR, the Lauren and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
Okay, hey, cut it out. Too much frivolity going on here, ladies and gentlemen, because Win a Grand in 60 Seconds is on the air here from WROR, and this is serious business, because we have $1,000 in cash from Century Bank on the line this morning, and hankering to get that cash right now is a registered nurse from Attleboro, Massachusetts. Her name is Karen Santos. She's on the line. Now, you know how it is. Nurses, they know a lot of stuff. Pretty knowledgeable people. They got to retain a lot of information, all that sort of thing. Does that sound like a good description of you, Karen?
Not at all, Brian.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, now
we have a team here. We play every morning as part of the team, and I'm always the weak link, so I don't know how I got picked, but here we are.
We always look for the weak link.
Okay. Well, let's go to the weak link this morning. Ladies and gentlemen, Karen Santos is, by the way, do you know any unregistered nurses, or are you just all registered nurses?
We're all registered nurses.
All registered nurses. Okay. So here's what's going to happen. In the next 60 seconds, LBF is going to ask you 10 questions. You get all 10 of them right. You get $1,000 from Century Bank. You can say pass in any time. Time left over at the end. We come back, pick them up. You get them. You got the cash. Are you ready to play?
I am.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, let's play Win a Grand in 60 Seconds. Go.
What's 9 plus 9 plus 9?
27.
Who played Forrest Gump?
Tom Hanks.
How old is Fenway Park?
Ooh, pass.
Who was vice president during the Obama administration?
Pass.
What city had the first paved roads?
Pass.
Name the longest bone in the body.
Femur.
Captain, My Captain is a poem written by whom?
Pass.
What kind of leaf is on the Canadian flag?
Maple leaf.
Who lived in a pineapple under the sea?
Oh, my favorite, SpongeBob.
Who was the French woman who led troops into the Hundred Years' War?
Pass.
How old is Fenway Park?
100 years old.
Who was the vice president during the Obama administration?
Joe Biden.
What city had the first paved roads? Oh, you ran out of time.
You did a decent job there this morning, Carrie, and that wasn't bad at all. So let's review and get the answers to the ones you missed and the ones you passed on.
Fenway Park was built in 1912. It's 106 years old.
Oh.
Let's see. Rome, Italy had the first paved roads.
Okay.
Captain, My Captain is a poem written by Walt Whitman.
I thought it was Captain Morgan.
That's different.
And who was the French woman who led troops into the Hundred Years' War? Joan of Arc.
Joan of Arc.
I know that because I watched Bill and Ted.
Okay. Well, for you, we do have a fine consolation prize. It's a pair of tickets to see Patton Oswalt this Saturday night. It'll be tomorrow night at the Chevalier Theater. It's an absolutely spectacular show. You're going to love this thing. The first show is sold out, and you may have the last tickets here because, I mean, this is a big, big, big show. Hey, have a great time. Thank you very much for playing the game of the day. And tell all of your coworkers to have a nice weekend as well. And thank you very much, and have a very happy Thanksgiving.
You did great.
Thank you.
Really
good.
Good job on the femur, too.
Excellent. Yeah. Well, if you'd have missed that, I'd have taken away your registration. So now LBF is taking a lot of heat because of a little conversation that just happened to start on the show yesterday where we just happened to accuse her of being a rotten mother.
Right.
And
I know. Here's what happened.
Yeah, okay.
My daughter Lucy is in her first high school play.
Yeah.
Very exciting. It's Alice in Wonderland.
Yep,
and,
yep.
You know, so I'm excited. She's going to rehearsal and things like that. And then when I found out that the performances were, there were four of them, Thursday, Friday, Saturday night, Sunday matinee, my first thought was, do I have to go to all of those? And then everyone thought that I was a monster and I should probably pack up my hangers and go home.
Okay.
So, but I have to tell you that I went last night and, by the way, I bought her roses. Which is why I know parents do this, P.S., because by buying Lucy roses, I have a dozen roses in my living room right now, and it looks really fancy. So I'm on to you, Mom and Dad. And so it was a really great production of Alice in Wonderland. It was so good. The kids were so talented. The costumes were amazing. These were all volunteer people who they set up sewing machines like a sweatshop behind the stage, and they made these costumes up until like opening night. Awesome.
But they were working for
Canton
Apple.
High School. Awesome. And
so
Lucy was great.
You didn't go to the bar then?
I did not go to the bar.
Wow, didn't go to the bar.
I know.
Did you bring nips?
I did not bring nips. Okay. I was stone cold sober.
Are you going back to
that?
I am proud of you.
I guess so.
So you're going to go to all of them?
I'm going to go to all of them, you know, unless I get a cold. No, but it's really terrific. And I shout out to Canton High School and everybody there. So,
but I understand you're thinking about the whole thing because you weren't going to go to any of the basketball games either. And then you went to the basketball game. You said, hey, this is pretty cool. But there's a difference between basketball, between sports and plays.
There is, because, you know what's going to happen. Although you never really do know what's going to happen because, something can happen. I'm a changed woman. I am
a changed woman.
I'm going to be a better mother, everybody. I actually think that it's important to support your children.
The Lauren Wally Show.
Holy
105.7 WROR.
Okay, look, everybody, you got to stick around because we're going to be. Today's Friday, and the Pats have the. Got a bye weekend, so we don't have a football game. But of course, we will still be doing Friday morning football with Zoe. Now, this gives us the opportunity for an expanded segment of getting to know Zoe this morning.
Yeah.
So I think that you will definitely want to be here for
finding out such fascinating things.
Oh, the guy is
amazing information about Scott Zolak.
Crazy.
Okay. Now, in the meantime,
what's not to love? He used to have a mullet and a Corvette.
I know. Unbelievable.
Like he grew up in Medford.
Okay. Can we take time out for just a minute to talk to you about something very important? Because today we got 6 days till Thanksgiving, and then Christmas bingo is going to come banging in here, and we got to tell you about this organization called Christmas in the City. This is one of the greatest organizations I've
really
ever seen
is.
In my entire life. It's all volunteer. These guys started this thing has it been like 20 years now since they started Christmas in the City?
Sparky and Jake.
Sparky, I mean, this wonderful, wonderful people. And what they do is they have this enormous party for homeless children.
4,000.
4,000 of these kids got to go to this homeless party. Now, you know, let's be really honest about this. Most of these kids are in a shelter situation because of abuse in the family with from the fathers. And so they live there with their moms, and they got no family. They got no shot at a Christmas gift or anything like that. And each and every one of these kids gets a Christmas gift, not just any Christmas gift, the Christmas gift that they ask for.
Yeah, it's really
And it's
great.
A huge party, and a lot of times the Patriots cheerleaders will be there, Santa's there, there are live animals and donkeys and reindeer.
Now the mayor comes.
Yeah. It's just an unbelievable fairyland that they have. They have rides and everything, and,
yeah.
and
now,
Christmas dinner.
Yeah, now here's how you can help. If you have like a local business,
yep.
you can help us collect the toys right there at your business. If you go to WROR.com, you can sign up, and we'll bring you all the stuff you need yep. to collect toys right there at your local business. And, you know, we'll give you shout-outs on the radio here.
Yeah. And then we come pick it all up.
Yeah, that's
exactly.
right.
Pick
it all up.
It's the
yep.
most incredible thing you've ever seen, and we need your help. And if you work in a company or if you own a company, if you work there, talk to the people in the company. If you own it, just do it.
Okay? I'm challenging.
Shout out to George Gray, Lexington Toyota, who's been there since the very beginning.
Yep, yeah. yep.
I'm challenging Canton businesses to do this, too, because I want to go walk down my downtown and be like, oh, look at them, Christmas in the City. Look at them, Christmas in the
you
City.
You just don't want to have to go far to pick them up when we're done.
Oh, nice.
We appreciate it. You can get more information at
WROR.com.
It is an incredible organization.
Busted.
Get our live stream anywhere in your house. Or catch up on the Lauren and Wally podcast you missed on your Amazon Echo and Dot. Enable the skill by saying, Enable ROR Boston. Then say, Open ROR. More at WROR.com.
Okay, everybody, here we go. It is time now for Friday Morning Football with Zoe. And ladies and gentlemen, Scott Zolak. Good morning, Scott. How you doing?
Doing great. I never took you, Lauren, as an Aerosmith guy. You seem like a Yacht Rock type of guy.
Only when he's on his
yacht.
That
is right. A lot of noise. I mean, Bell calls me. I'm on hold for 3 minutes. And to hear it like through the phone, my speakers are popping. Oh, my God.
So you're not an Aerosmith guy.
I dig Aerosmith. Hey, I don't know if you heard, they're from here. It's like Boston, it's like Dropkick Murphy. I mean, my God, if we don't play it.
Okay.
I have it on good authority that Zoe likes Barbara Streisand.
The Way We Were.
The Way We Were. Hey,
oh my God.
Hey, let's start things off by plugging your book, okay? What's the name of the book? Okay, start on. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, this book is available right now, and it's a great stocking stuffer, and the holidays are right around the corner. So, okay, Scott, tell everybody about it.
It really is. You can get it at Barnes & Noble. I did a signing the other night at BU.
Nice.
A couple people came out. I think three. So there were three people in line, but I'm kidding.
We got three of them sold.
Jeff Howell, who did a fantastic job. I told the stories. He wrote it. It's just tales from the 90s and the 2000s and the transfer into the media and all the craft stuff. It's great. It's a great book.
Cool.
Great read if you're a Patriots fan.
Okay.
Nice.
Have you ever seen the Patriots play a worse game than we played last weekend?
Kansas City, week 5.
Yep.
2014.
Yep.
Got to go all the way back. Hey, you know what? Detroit in week 3. That was
pretty
that
bad.
That was no Christmas.
That's
that
pretty
was
bad.
No Christmas card.
Okay.
Boy, it just seems like it's guys who used to, you know, work here that really have our number. Is Mike Vrabel off of Tom Brady's Christmas card list? I know you sat down with Brady this week.
You know what? I'm glad you said that because now it reminds us we got to get our damn Christmas cards done. It sucks because we missed the window where everybody was tan, and we should have, not that you're vain or anything, but when you have nice color, like in August and September, you should do your cards then.
That's exactly
right.
Take
your family picture
and
get it out. Now I'm all pasty and white, man.
All washed out.
Let's go get a spray tan.
Yeah.
That's what you need. That's what you need, a spray tan. Yeah, you'd look good in a spray tan.
Hey, Joe.
I had one the other day.
Of course you did.
I thought there's something looked a little strange about you.
Hey, Joe, Bob Ryan said that Father Time is creeping up on Tom Brady. One touchdown pass in the last three games. What's the story?
Yeah. Father Time's creeping up on him and Peter Gammons. I mean, they're the ones with white hair that are writing articles. My God. I came here. Bob Ryan had white hair when I came here in 1991. So Bob Ryan needs to worry about himself.
But what about Tom Brady?
Tom Brady?
You sat down with him. Hey, where's his head? You sat down with him this week.
I sat down with him 20 minutes the other day for All Access. You can see it tonight on Channel 4 at 7 o'clock.
Yep.
And we do it every year at the bye. And he's pretty candid with me. I can't stop staring at his teeth. His teeth are so perfect. You know, like, it's like something about Mary when what's his name goes and
Yeah.
The big choppers. He's in a good place. He really is. I think he's better this year mid season than he was last year.
Yeah.
With all the crap that was flying around with the team last year.
Wow, really?
And he told me, he said, "Hey, I haven't missed a practice yet." And that's something he couldn't say last year.
Pretty good.
They're going to get guys back for the stretch run. They're going to be fine.
Yeah, you're feeling good. Okay, no problem with the Jets, right?
God, no.
No, okay. So then I guess it's time for the special feature that we always have here on the I think you're going to like this whole bunch. It's time for Getting to Know Zoe this morning. So where are we going to start this morning on Getting to Know Zoe?
Well, I think because Thanksgiving is next week, we should have a Thanksgiving-inspired questionnaire. Okay.
Oh, okay.
All right, so all to do with Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving. What is the Thanksgiving side you cannot live without? Like a side dish.
Stuffing.
Got to have the stuffing. Okay.
Okay, do you like it from a bag or do you like it like homemade?
No. I actually make it. It's my grandmother's old recipe. You got to chop the celery and onions up.
Okay.
Tons of chicken broth on there, Get it all squishy between the fingers.
Okay, now do you put it in the bird or you have it outside the bird?
I do both.
You do both.
Oh,
okay, good
idea. Because then you
and
have enough.
No cranberries, no nuts, none of that fruit crap in stuffing.
Gotcha.
Stuffing.
Okay, real butter in there. No fruit crap.
All right. Worst.
Yes, real butter.
Yeah, of course.
A lot of butter.
What do you consider the worst Thanksgiving side dish?
Pearled onions.
Oh.
Okay. I'm on board for that.
Good job.
I'm on board.
Every year we got this person. My wife has a persnickety aunt.
You know? Yeah, I know.
Can't wait for my last question.
She's from Dover. She shows up with this china, and it's got pearled onions in it with a ladle. I'm like, take it outside and let the dog eat it.
Oh, yeah. my God.
It's like eating eyeballs.
Yeah, that's
it really
gross.
Is, yeah.
Yeah. It's that same test.
Eyeballs are better.
So gross.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Good to know that you've
more
eaten
protein.
Eyeballs.
More protein and eyeballs.
White meat or dark meat?
Oh, God, dark meat. Okay. Every day, all day. Okay. I like it dark.
Thanksgiving cocktail of choice?
Tito's. Dirty martini with blue cheese stuffed olives.
Oh,
okay,
God.
Okay, very good.
Thank you.
You know
what?
You could throw a couple cucumbers in there too.
Okay,
I'll
do that.
Salad.
And finally, what?
I get hammered, by the way, on Thanksgiving.
I know.
True story.
Yeah.
True story. Last year, you know, it was kind of, remember we had like a 70-degree day.
Yeah, I do.
Out?
Yeah.
So my brother-in-law had his screen doors open. I went right through the screen, man.
Oh!
Better than hitting the glass.
Yeah,
that's right.
Oh, yeah.
I know, right? That'll leave a mark. Okay, and finally, what relative do you hate the most?
Is it the persnickety aunt with the
with the pearled onions?
We got two crazy. I don't know, my cousins, but my wife has cousins that like to throw them back, and they're very touchy-feely. Very aggressive. They're very aggressive with me.
Okay.
I don't hate them. I love them. I'll slap them back.
I can tell.
Slap me, I'll slap you.
I can't wait for my. What's just the other?
And that's where the whipped cream comes in.
She's now speechless.
I'm now speechless.
Okay. Well, and that concludes Getting to Know Zoe this morning, right here on the
Morning
Show.
I want to go to your house on Thanksgiving.
They all do.
You got to get Zoe's book, If These Walls Could Talk. It's available right now. Yeah, he already has done a book signing over at Barnes & Noble's. Hey, listen, have yourself a great day today and a great Thanksgiving, and we'll talk to you in a couple of weeks here.
All right, guys, play some more Little River Band. I'll see you.
Yeah.
Wait till we get on the yacht, okay? In the meantime, coming up next.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.